American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. More details emerge about the suspect who opened fire at a high school in Winder, Georgia on Wednesday. Steve Harrigan is in Winder with an update.
Law enforcement revealing some new details. It's likely the numbers are going to stay pretty much the same. 4 dead, 9 wounded. Those 9 wounded in hospital, they're likely all to survive. But sadly, among those 4, 2 students killed just age 14, both those. We've learned the weapon used was a rifle by the shooter, an AR-15. How the 14-year-old suspect got access to that rifle, how he got into school, still not known. We're learning more, too, about an FBI tip about the suspected shooter 1 year ago. He was living in a different county. There was not enough information to take any action on that tip, but certainly some red flags early on this suspect.
Another bid by former President Trump to delay sentencing in his criminal hush money trial.
The former president is set to be sentenced September 18th after being convicted of falsifying business records relating to a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. U.S. District Judge Tuesday denied his attorney's request to move the case from state to federal court. And on Wednesday, Trump attorneys filed a new motion calling on the same judge to put his denial on hold as they appeal to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Hill reports his lawyers argued the national public has an interest in free and fair elections, quote, unburdened by the potential of the unlawful incarceration of the former president. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Former President Trump participated in a town hall in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Fox's Hannity, where he spoke on a range of issues, including the upcoming debate hosted by ABC. Aisha Hosni has more from Harrisburg.
In that town hall, the former president making his first comments about the upcoming presidential debate and talking about the rules. Those rules were just announced by ABC News, and that includes that the mics will be muted, there will be no audience, and there will be no notes allowed for the candidates. Now, Trump was doubting that the network will be fair as he went over the back and forth between the two campaigns. Trump and Harris are in a fight for the battleground states. The two are neck and neck in the Keystone State, according to a brand new CNN poll, as Harris returns to Pittsburgh on Thursday.
The U.S. Department of Education continues a bus tour today, but not everyone thinks this is about promoting government and policy. Chris Woodward has more.
Michelle Exner of Parents Defending Education says this appears more of a campaign stop. For example, today's events are in the battleground state of Michigan, building off earlier stops in battleground Wisconsin. The bus tours in battleground Pennsylvania tomorrow. Now, comments from Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona do not help. He said this year's back-to-school bus tour will remind the American people why the Biden-Harris administration has unapologetically fought for public education, the foundation of opportunity in this country, and the contrast between our efforts and those who wish to destroy public education.
When I read the press release, it just read as a campaign stop, and this should not likely have been an official event.
Secretary Cardona went on to say that he is looking forward to lifting up, quote, what is working in public education and celebrating the exciting work taking place in our schools and communities. But if you ask Exner, test scores could be a lot better in our communities.
According to the National Assessment of Education Progress, which is basically America's report card, performance is the lowest it's been in decades. And the test scores, this is when compared to pre-pandemic levels, and it was felt across all lines, across race, across social class, and also across geography.
Exner recommends the department and schools increase in-person learning opportunities while cutting out waste and what she calls divisive content that is being pushed in classrooms. I'm Chris Woodward.
On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 0.2% Wednesday. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.3%, and the Dow managed a gain of 83 points. Job openings in the U.S. fell unexpectedly in July. The price of U.S. crude oil fell below $70 a barrel. More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.